their income, and still do, as a matter of fact. In Brazil, because I was down there several years ago, their gasoline has a relatively high percentage of alcohol in it for that very purpose. Tapioca. Can't think of that name. Something like Majorca or, well, so bad. Anyhow. It's something, this product is really best in the tropics, because it would have many reproductions a year. So up here it may, I don't know whether it would be profitable or not, but I just mention it as a potential area of consideration among many.
Well, some of those methods will be coming back. And for as long as you have desert, you'll be able to use some irrigation. It'll be a phasing through, something that extends your resources. Wind will be good here, except that none of the machinery that is up can withstand the kinds of winds that you will have. Therefore, we will go to something like the Westinghouse turbine that we know, if it is set properly into the earth, it can stand it. You're out of the time of playing with tinker toys and into the time of playing with locomotives. Aircraft quality. These little frames that you put up out here for the wind machines cannot stand it. They beat themselves to death. The metal fatigues. Just, it would seem incredible to us to watch it, but I assume that all ones start with plastic pipe or something. And as you move farther along, you're going to find you can't get plastic pipe, because any of the hydrocarbon based items will be of necessity phasing out. This is the way you had. An economy is built upon something to the extent you cannot function without it. It becomes such a part of your life. 1 hour without power, you can freeze to death in one of these modern houses. Most of the food is cooked on electricity. If you don't have a fireplace, you're sunk. And we pull that on these ones every now and then. We interrupt the power to remind.
What is the water supply here? Does it come out of the mountains, or does it come from the aqueduct?
It comes from the earth.
It comes from the earth?
It's pumped. Some of it comes from the Feather River. It's brought in here. But the groundwater table is coming up here, partially because a lot of the agricultural lands have been allowed to go dormant. It has been too expensive to farm. People don't like to farm. Labor has been very expensive. The system is incorrect. But some water comes in from the Feather River. But an awful lot of the water is pumpable. You're going to have a shortage of water. Man is going to have a shortage of water. You're ruining your atmosphere. You're going to get downpours in places where you used to have drought. That's why if your desert is basically not flooded by catastrophe, you'll probably find that a lot of those very arid areas will have rainfall. Very unexpected. That could mean that your rainfall might increase in these given areas of drought in your southern part of California, for instance. But it's not going to for a while. You're in a cycle of drought. and once think, well, we made it through this year, the crops were low, and they're depending on the rain dancers. Well, I hope that they're good at praying, because we see the probabilities of it extending and becoming worse than your Dust Bowl.
Okay, I have a fundamental question.
I'll answer if I can.
I think you will. We've been talking about setting up a location such as here. What's happened to the rest of the world?
That's what I want to know about, too.
There are other places. There are other places like this.
A good question.
There are other places.
I'm not going to tell you lies. Each one of these centers that will be built, you will share with your brother. The time, you will know when it's time. Part of the funding will be coming in from ones who are building what they think is a nice village, but what they're doing is very similar to this. Each one of these particular cities will be built to house a population of some 150,000. The element of 144,000 is what is being striven for. I'm not going to tell you ones that there are going to be a great abundance of people left on your place. That's where we're coming down to the hard, cold facts of it. There's no way to buffer that for you. There will be places that will survive, yes. And what you do here, you see, can be sent out. But this place, for instance, will have enough wood stoves to get you through a few years. These cacolophin heaters will be built into every house that we build, every dome. You can use the wood slash, chip it, compress it, and burn it very, very efficiently in the interim. Your planet is making a transition. I don't like to tell you these things. You know it. There will be great loss of human life around. You're seeing it coming to be. For one reason, man has grown careless and greedy and builds buildings that fall down in earthquakes, like Armenia. You will have entire living areas wiped out totally. Lemuria will begin to rise with the earth upheavals coming. Much water will be displaced. Part of your lack of ozone causes heating on your polar caps. You're way out of balance. By refluidizing the ice, which is keeping you weighted, it will allow, water will be fluid and it will flow, and it will allow you to come back somewhat into balance. So your polar caps are having a tendency toward melting. It will be fluid and it will flow, and it will allow you to come back somewhat into balance.
Their income, and still do, as a matter of fact, in Brazil, because I was down there several years ago, their gasoline has a relatively high percentage of alcohol in it for that very purpose. Tapioca. Can't think of that name. Something like Majorca or, well, so bad. Anyhow, it's something, this product is really best in the tropics, because it would have many reproductions a year. So up here, it may, I don't know whether it would be profitable or not, but I just mention it as a potential area of consideration among many.
Well, some of those methods will be coming back. And for as long as you have desert, you'll be able to use some irrigation. It'll be a phasing through, something that extends your resources. Wind will be good here, except that none of the machinery that is up can withstand the kinds of winds that you will have. Therefore, we will go to something like the Westinghouse turbine that we know, if it is set properly into the earth, it can stand it. You're out of the time of playing with tinker toys and into the time of playing with locomotives. Aircraft, quality, these little frames that you put up out here for the wind machines cannot stand it. They beat themselves to death. The metal fatigues. Just, it would seem incredible to us to watch it, but I assume that all ones start with plastic pipe or something. And as you move farther along, you're going to find you can't get plastic pipe because any of the hydrocarbon-based items will be of necessity phasing out. This is the way you had. An economy is built upon something to the extent you cannot function without it. It becomes such a part of your life. 1 hour without power, you can freeze to death in one of these modern houses. Most of the food is cooked on electricity. If you don't have a fireplace, you're sunk. And we pull that on these ones every now and then. We interrupt the power to remind.
What is the water supply here? Does it come out of the mountains, or does it come from the aqueduct?
It comes from the earth.
It comes from the earth?
It's pumped. Some of it comes from the Feather River. It's brought in here. But the groundwater table is coming up here, partially because a lot of the agricultural lands have been allowed to go dormant. It has been too expensive to farm. People don't like to farm. Labor has been very expensive. The system is incorrect. But some water comes in from the Feather River. But an awful lot of the water is pumpable. You're going to have a shortage of water. Man is going to have a shortage of water. You're ruining your atmosphere. You're going to get downpours in places where you used to have drought. That's why if your desert is basically not flooded by catastrophe, you'll probably find that a lot of those very arid areas will have rainfall. Very unexpected. That could mean that your rainfall might increase in these given areas of drought in your southern part of California, for instance. But it's not going to for a while. You're in a cycle of drought. And once think, well, we made it through this year, the crops were low, and they're depending on the rain dancers. Well, I hope that they're good at praying, because we see the probabilities of it extending and becoming worse than your Dust Bowl.
Okay, I have a fundamental question.
I'll answer if I can.
I think you will. We've been talking about setting up a location such as here. What's happened to the rest of the world?
That's what I want to know about, too.
There are other places. There are other places like this.
A good question.
There are other places.
I'm not going to tell you lies. Each one of these centers that will be built, you will share with your brother. The time, you will know when it's time. Part of the funding will be coming in from ones who are building what they think is a nice village, but what they're doing is very similar to this. Each one of these particular cities will be built to house a population of some 150,000. The element of 144,000 is what is being striven for. I'm not going to tell you ones that there are going to be a great abundance of people left on your place. That's where we're coming down to the hard, cold facts of it. There's no way to buffer that for you. There will be places that will survive, yes. And what you do here, you see, can be sent out. But this place, for instance, will have enough wood stoves to get you through a few years. These cacolophin heaters will be built into every house that we build, every dome. You can use the wood slash, chip it, compress it, and burn it very, very efficiently in the interim. Your planet is making a transition. I don't like to tell you these things. You know it. There will be great loss of human life around. You're seeing it coming to be. For one reason, man has grown careless and greedy and builds buildings that fall down in earthquakes, like Armenia. You will have entire living areas wiped out totally. Lemuria will begin to rise with the earth upheavals coming. Much water will be displaced. Part of your lack of ozone causes heating on your polar caps. You're way out of balance. By refluidizing the ice, which is keeping you weighted, it will allow water will be fluid and it will flow and it will allow you to come back somewhat into balance. So your polar caps are having a tendency toward melting. And as some of the undersea areas rise, you can look at your programs that the geologists do on the making of a planet. You can see that the inner Earth is building up new Earth mass in the middle of your oceans. As it rises, it takes space. That water's going to go somewhere. Many of your lakes in the northern parts are full to overflowing. It doesn't make sense. As you go and the earth upheavals come, you lose all the dams. They'll be broken. There will end up a rift all the way from your Great Lakes and out of Canada to your Gulf of Mexico will become a sea. These are over a period of time I cannot even begin to project. When Mother Earth begins in earnest, it triggers and triggers and triggers. And there is a connection between Yerevan and your own fault system. There is nothing unconnected to anything in this universe. Everything is connected to everything.
Okay, I'm saturated.
Well, I don't like leaving you on digesting a sad note. But I'm telling you now, if you put it in your pipe and smoke it.
Just a minute, I'll get my
and pipe. And you work toward this place to fulfillment. That's all you can handle. And if you do it properly, you can carry enough with you. Know it. It's intended. The civilization of man is not. I'm taught. Yes.
The New Testament.
Following the
was
Jesus.
was written within about 100 B.C. because John was the oldest of the group of the apostles, and he wrote Revelation, and John's two letters, they were the last things written. The others had all died by that time. So. The oldest writings in the New Testament are not later than, say, 100 BC, A.D.
Now let me ask you.
Okay.
You see, you just made a misstatement.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you said, first of all, you said B.C.
I did, that was a misstatement.
Don't you think man was capable of making a misstatement every now and then, even inspired by God?
Maybe of a minor character, and of course I agree with you that translations, say from the Greek Aramaic, that the translations, and you hear a lot of the fact that the translations from the Greek have left something out, have not. That's why this NIV Bible is supposed to be such an updated version, because they've gotten into archaeological confirmation of a lot of things that were presented in such and such a way in the earlier translations. The way I'm answering you is that in my understanding, yes, there are minor defects from the point of view of how to translate. But from the point of view of God's inspired word to the men who wrote, I have no feeling other than that's absolutely valid.
Yes. But you have something else that happens, and that is interpretation. The master wrote nothing, so it was all interpreted and put to paper or papyrus or whatever. By man.
True.
All of the apostles wrote. The master wrote nothing. And the master, Jesus, spoke in parables, examples, story. And therefore man was given to interpret. That's part of the lessons of life. How do you interpret? What are your choices in the receiving and perceiving?
Well, I acknowledge the fact that it is easy to have different perceptions of what the Bible is saying. But I also, and of course that's the frailty of man, but I also remind you that when you're talking about holy men writing under the inspiration of God, from what they actually wrote at the time, whether it was Aramaic or Greek or whatever, that what they wrote was what God inspired them to write. It was not a mental interpretation, really. They may have written it down in the way Joe Blow was prone to write, or Bill so-and-so was prone to write. But the fact of the matter is that what they wrote was basically what Christ or the, excuse me, or what God was inspiring at that time.
Yes. I have no quarrel with that. I have a little bit of a debate, quarrel with the fact that the Master Jesus was sent to redeem and to die.
Excuse me, you say you do?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I do. I'll tell you why I do. The Master came as the Son of God, the same as you, to walk this place to bring the light and the truth to man as the brother. When he was asked, are you God or do you claim to be? Of course he said, yes, I am. I am the light, for he was and he is.
Told the lady at the well, I am the Messiah in so many words.
Yes. He was bringing
well, she
the
said,
truth
are you the Messiah?
Of the Christness. And the epitome of his journey here was missed.
Excuse me, the what of his journey?
The most important thing
All
of
right.
his contribution to man
yes.
was missed by most. Crucified. I'm not going to go into even looking at my scanners because I have no quarrel. Man crucified Jesus the Christ in more ways than hanging him on a cross. But he did not die for the salvation of any of you. He came to save your souls by the truth of the law. Of truth. And to tell all of you there is no death.
Well, that's true with but the channel by which it's achieved is important. And that is, as a believer, you have to claim Christ as your Savior and your Lord, and you have to be ready to bear your cross, which is manifested in how you then live. In other words, you cannot secretly have some sin that you know is sinful or immoral or improper and still say that you are under the lordship of Christ. So what I'm saying is you've said words that I confirm, but I say, yes, he died on that cross because by the laws that God himself established, because God never changes, and when God sets up laws, they never change. And
That's
so
right.
and so God's law was that the that you may not come into my presence as long as you are sinful. And therefore, before time began, it was determined that he would send his son here to be crucified because the law required that there be a blood, what is it, when they put the animals on the...
Sacrifice.
Say again?
Sacrifice.
Yes. The law required that there be a blood sacrifice. That's the whole thesis to the Old Testament.
Who wrote the law?
The law was given to people like Moses and people of that origin. And it's very clear in the first five books of the Bible, all about the law.
Well, Larry.
Yeah.
I may sound quarrelsome. I'm not quarreling with you.
Well,
teachings were inspired. Of course they were. There were many errors in judgment, and in the reinterpretation, many of the laws taken unto, let us say, the Pope. Of the Catholic Church.
Oh, that's a travesty. That's an absolute travesty.
So we all have a tendency to interpret what we want to hear. And they interpreted what they wanted to hear and brought forth untruths for you.
Well, there's a lot of confirmation that the early popes were part of the great Satan.
Yes, sir.
The way they handled Christianity.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
No question about that. But I'm talking about, what I'm trying to convey is this conviction that Christ was sent on earth for the purpose of dying on the cross in a blood sacrifice, because that was the law by which God had established his laws on earth. And in so doing, you had to claim Christ as your Savior and Lord. Otherwise, you were passed by. You were no longer under his control. Now that's the point I want to.
Well, that's what I said earlier on. We're talking several things here, and yet all one thing. There is no way back to your Father except through the Christ-ness.
Absolutely.
And whether or not you have some hidden sin, that's between you and God, and all is seen. So it's really not hidden from the important one.
That's right.
And you can keep it hidden from your fellow man. And here we come to Judgment Day. And what will happen is, in your oneness then with your Father, you're going to look and you're going to know, because that one thing that you've hidden is going to stand out there like a flashing neon sign to you.
Excuse me, please.